Hey guys, what the hell is going on? It's Michaela from MichaelaJ.com, and I am so excited to be back. Boy, has it been a week and a half for me. I'm fine now, but my life was kind of going to shit for like 4 days, which I was totally manifesting because I was letting myself fall into like this such negative state. But my phone completely broke, like blacked out, would not turn on, so I had to get a brand new phone. And so now I'm back with podcasts and I'm excited. So let's freaking do this. We're going to be getting back on our flow of Tuesday, Friday, Saturdays, and fingers crossed I'll keep up with it. In the summer, I'm just going to be working for myself, so I should be pretty on top of it. If you have any podcast recommendations of ideas, things you want me to talk about, always feel free to DM me on Instagram where I like to live at the Michaela J. So see you over there and let's get started. I don't think you guys realize how giddy I get about podcasting. Like, I just love sitting here and talking because I'm such a communicator and such a giver. But I just get like weird random songs stuck in my head when I sit down to do this because my brain is like so hyped. I literally have Gangnam Style stuck in my head right now and I feel so weird. But your girl is happy to be here. So today I want to talk about balance. And it's something that comes up a lot when we're in college, balancing work, play, school, social, just trying to figure this shit out and survive because we all have the same 24 hours in a day. And some people look like they get so much done and other people don't. So I do recommend you check out my time management episodes prior to this, but we're going to talk specifically about balance this week. So what is balance? Balance is finding an equilibrium in your life between all of the things you do. And this really does stem back to time management. It's how you divide up your time to get things done. It's balancing work with school, balancing your activities with sleep, balancing your meals, balancing the time you spend with friends versus your significant other. I think the most daunting part about balance is the question of, can it truly be achieved? And to this, I say yes and no. I say no because there's no such thing as perfection. There's no such thing as perfect balance. There just isn't. It's impossible. It's impossible to be perfect. But it can be achieved enough to where you're functioning and you're happy and you're thriving. Specifically in balance, something I want to touch on is hustle versus flow. And I had a really interesting conversation with a friend today, and we briefly talked about this. I was really inspired to share more on the podcast. So you need to have hustle and flow in your life, whether you're in college, whether you are just working, whether you own a business, whatever. You need to have hustle and flow. Hustle is the masculine, flow is the feminine. And so hustle is the go, 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 very serious, hard work, getting your shit done. And flow is when you take a step back and you're just enjoying life, you're relaxing, you're being present, but you're also knowing that things are happening for you in your favor on the back burner. I believe this is the kind of balance that we should strive for, not balancing school, work, play, social, because that is so much pressure because there's no perfect formula to balance all of that. Whereas we can balance hustle versus flow on our day to day, and it takes off the pressure because you're balancing two things and not five. Personally, a day of flow plus hustle at an equilibrium would be waking up at my normal time, 7 a.m., having my morning routine, which is part of my self-care ritual, then getting to work, getting a lot of shit done, being really focused, and then having a healthy meal to keep that balance in that aspect of my life so I have energy to go throughout my day, getting back to work, finishing what I need to do, and then taking a break, taking the night off, seeing friends, go work out, then bring in that social, bring in the flow, make yourself that space to just be creative, to think, to be present, to do things that are fun and not so focused, not so demanding. And this is going to look different for every single person. Like, for me, I'm in college, I also have a job, and I do a shit ton of stuff in my business and blog and podcast and a million other things. So my hustle versus flow might be different than somebody else's who's just in college and just working a part-time job. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. There's no right and wrong because everybody's life is unique to who they are. One thing I want you guys to keep in mind when looking at the balance in your life is how balancing hustle and flow will affect the work you're doing. So, like I mentioned, I have a self-care morning routine, and then I take a break to eat a healthy lunch, and then I take the night off to do things that make me happy. This flow helps my hustle because when I am in the hustle mode, I'm really focused and really productive with what I'm doing because I know I have those breaks in there. Rather than if you were hustle, hustle, hustle 24/7, the grind never stops, I never sleep, like you're going to be exhausted. You're unproductive at that point. So why are you even in hustle mode anymore? And are you even happy? Like, I know the times where I used to claim myself as so busy, so busy. Oh, I have to schedule out a lunch with a friend 3 weeks in advance. Hustle, hustle, hustle. I was exhausted. And like that was in high school. And if you listen to my high school like story time, I don't have anything to show for it. I wasn't getting anything done. I don't even know what I was doing all of that time. And the point I really want to drive home with you guys in this balanced topic is that when you are equally spending time hustling and equally spending time in your flow, that your work is going to be so much better. Your grades are going to be better because you're just focusing on studying for a set amount of time. You're going to do better jobs at work, I guess, better projects, whatever you do, because you're more focused for that period of time. And then you're going to be able to be more present in your flow. You can enjoy being with your friends because you're not worried about something that you didn't do earlier because you were unproductive and just didn't get it done because you were procrastinating. So let's recap before I send you off for the week until Friday. So we're talking all about balance and not the kind of balance that's workplace, social, food, sleep, all that stuff. The kind of balance that's hustle versus flow. We're only focusing on those two because it makes it so much less stressful to focus on two things rather than balancing every single thing in your life. That can be achieved. However, perfect balance cannot be achieved. And remember that when you are in hustle and flow, your work is going to be so much better, guys. I promise you. And this hustle versus flow topic is something I've just very recently discovered in the past few months and just put to practice in the last month. So I'm really excited to share with you guys the story time we'll have on Friday, and then we'll have a strategy session on Saturday of how you can implement this into your life a little bit more. And I promise I'll be there Friday and Saturday. No phone crashes, no excuses, just me, my headphones, this podcast, and your ears, and us hanging. All right, guys, I think that was enough of my weirdness. Gangnam Style's still stuck in my head, and I hope you consider to get a control over your hustle and flow. And remember, tu es sage comme une image, you are good as gold. Now, rock finals week, and I will talk to you all on Friday. Bye.